नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 2nd, chapter number 6, text number 4, Purusha Shukta Kanto. Tadgatram Vastu Sarana Saubhagasya Cha Bhajanam Tvagasya Sparshavayoscha सर्वमेधस्य चैव हि तद्गात्रं वस्तुसाराणां सौभगस्य च भाजनं त्वगस्य स्पर्शवायुश्च सर्वमेधस्य चैव हि तद्गात्रं वस्तुसाराणां सौभगस्य च भाजनं त्वगस्य स्पर्शवायुश्च सर्वमेधस्य चैव हि तद्गात्रं वस्तुसाराणां सौभगस्य च भाजनं त्वगस्य स्पर्शवायुश्च सर्वमेधस्य चैव हि तत् इज गात्रं बॉडीली सर्फेस वस्तुसाराणा of the active principles of all articles. Saubhagasya, of all auspicious opportunities. Cha and Bhajanam, the field of production. Tvak, skin. Asya, his. Sparsha, touch, vayoho, of the moving airs, cha, also, sarva, all kinds of, medhasya, of the sacrifices, cha, also, eva, certainly, he, exactly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. His bodily surface is the breeding ground for all active principles of everything and for all kinds of auspicious opportunities. His skin, like the moving air, is the generating center for all kinds of sense of touch and is placed for performing all kinds of sacrifice. The air is moving agent of all the planets, and as such, the generating centers for promotion to the deserving planets. The sacrifices are his bodily surface and are naturally the origin of all auspicious opportunities. Om Jnana Nimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुर्मीलिन्येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मध्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साधुजातं साधना रघुनाथं तं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सगणा ललिता श्रीशाकान्तांश्च ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನ ಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ಸಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀನಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಶಶಿನ ಸಿಂಗ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀ ಶಿಶಿನಾಜಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ದ್ವಾರಕಾಧೀಶ ತದ್ಗಾತ್ರ ವಸ್ತುಸಾರಾಣ ಸೌಭಗಸ್ಯ ಚ ಭಾಜನ ತ್ವದಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶವಾಯೋಶ್ಚ ಸರ್ವಮೇಧಸ್ಯ ಚೈವತಿ His body surface is the breeding ground for all the active principles of everything and for all kinds of auspicious opportunities. His skin, like the moving air, is the generating center for all kinds of sense of touch and is a place for the performing all kinds of sacrifices. So in this verse, Virata Purushas, bodily surface is described. A surface is a place of activity. If there is no surface, then there are no activities. As for example, surface generally means the plain surface, the downgrade or upgrade, they are not the surface, they are not the places of activities. What it means that for all living creatures to sustain their livelihood, all the activities that they would be inclined would be done only in surface. Surface is also called field, field of activity. That's what I meant. The field of activity, kshetram, Krishna is telling in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita about kshetra and kshetrajna, the field and knower of the field, field of activities. And here Srila Prabhupada says that it provides all the opportunities for performing the activity. Why activities are needed? Activities are needed for fulfillment of the desires. Without active involvement with what we establish as karma, the field of activity is also important. It becomes one of the cause for yielding results. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna establishes 5 causes for obtaining the result of our activity. The performer, the field of activity, the modes of material nature, the time, and ultimate supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Parmanand. So, In other words, we are given opportunity in the material world to fulfill our desires, for which we have been sent to this material world, and at the same time, for the same reason, material world was created in the first place. So the idea is that where does the origin lie, or origin is situated? So it is situated in Virata Rupa. Prabhupada said Virata Rupa is an imaginary form. But at the same time, when Krishna exhibits himself in the Virata form, it serves the purpose of different activities. So for example, Krishna showed Arjuna the Virata Rupa as the time personified to devour everything. That is his field of activity, because he is the sum total of the origin of even the material activity. So naturally, when even Brahma saw Virata Rupa and he has to perform his activity, he doesn't have the ingredients of the activity available except the surface of the leaves of Virata Rupa. So Virata Rupa becomes the field of activity, the supplier of all the ingredients of activity, and one has to be very conversant with the original idea of why the Supreme Personality of Godhead is allowing us this opportunity. Opportunity is available to each and every living entity to fulfill their own desires, and from time immemorial. But when we see and try to understand through the hymns of Purusha Sukta, we are reminded that the Brahmana, the one who knows Brahma, the Supreme Personality of God, is all in all, and whatever he has produced is also his own, and it is related to him. So when we are given the body, or the swarupa, or the form of the body, the surface is the field of activity. Through the surface, all our desires are fulfilled. But the involvement of the senses are there, and the senses are said to be coming in touch with the moving of the airs. The contact is through the air. All the five senses that we utilize for sense gratification is coming in contact. The contacting agent is the air, the moving of the air. Yehi sansparshaja bhoga dukkhayo naya devate adyantavanta kaunte nate ramateshu. Sansparshaja, the acts of sense gratification must first come in contact with the sense object through the touch. Eyes come in touch with the vision through the moving of the ears. It's a medium. When we touch with our skin to some The air is in between. That gives us the filling. Our recognition, whether things are hot, cold, etc. Smooth, rough. So, the object of hearing, Srutavyadini Raja, the subject matter of hearing, then one reads or hears about it and comes in contact with them. So all subject matters of the senses are coming in contact. Without contact, senses will not work. Without the contact, and the contacting agent is the moving of the air. So we see, whatever our feelings are, sensual feelings are different from sentient feelings. The difference between sentimental and sensitiveness is also derived from the same distinction, that the senses, without coming in contact, will not appreciate the sense pleasure. So even if we think, contemplating, dhyayato vishayat spunsa sangasteshu vajayate, even simply by meditating or contemplating on the object of sense gratification, unless and until we come in contact with them, one will not be able to enjoy. So, we have to remain in contact with the original purpose of the formation of the surface of the field of activity. Field of activity, kshetra. And one who knows the field of activity is called kshetrajna. The body is the field of activity. And one who knows why the body is given, he is the knower of the body. Krishna says, kshetrajna sarva kshetreshu vidhima. You know that I am the real knower of all the bodies. It means Krishna is remaining in contact. There must be direct touch, contact with the bodies. Therefore we say, Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Paradeshe Arjuna Tishtati. He is in contact with this field of activity. It's not that because I don't believe, he is not there. If somebody says, I don't believe in Paramatma or God, is it going to negate the presence of Super Soul? No, he is a foolish person. The Supreme knows. So it's only due to ignorance that he may say. As soon as he comes in contact with the knowledge aspect, or one who is self-realized, then he reveals him. Then he becomes the knower of the field also. So ignorance is not an excuse to negate the presence of the Supreme Personality of God. Because everything is created by Him, maintained by Him, and dissolved by Him. So, Tene Brahma Radayadi Kave Muhyant Yat Suraya Tejo Vari Madam Yathati Sarva. amrusha dhamna svena sada nirastha kuhakam. He is completely knowledgeable while situated in his own abode, without any conditioning that he is reaching God. Therefore, abhigya swara, he is called perfect knower of everything. And he dominates. Over this material creation. He dominates. Janmadyasya yata anvayad itarascasya abhigya swara. Abhigya is perfectly knowledgeable. So in this way we can see that Virat Rupa, somebody say that it is allegorical, somebody say Srila Prabhupada wrote that it is imaginary. But at the same time, when Brahma saw, it is simultaneously imaginary as well as functional. Because Brahma could realize his functionality on the basis of the Virat form of the Lord. Brahma thus performs his activity, which is called sacrifice, by using Virata forms. Virata forms supply all the ingredients of offerings. Otherwise, there was no other source. So, Virata form is the field of activity of the entire cosmic manifestation. And Supreme Personality of Godhead is allowing us, giving us opportunity to understand and simultaneously fulfill our desires. So in this way we can understand the explanations of the Purusha Shukta confirmation. So we glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Virat form. So Prabhupada says in the Purport, the air is moving agent of all planets, and as such, the generating centers for promotion of to deserving planets, the sacrifices are his bodily surface and are naturally origin of all auspicious opportunities. So, the facilitation of the air to help us recognize and interact in sense perception, it becomes the impetus to act. Because we are able to get reciprocation, we continue to act. And the moving of the air is the agent that not only provides the opportunity to act, but provides opportunity to all the interplanetary interactions and the cosmic manifestation. They are the same. Without the air, things will not float. Air is the moving agent. Scientists may argue, oh well, there is no air in the space. But how, in the first place, air was responsible to blow them in their own orbits? How is it? Even in the Big Bang, the displacement of the air is there. So, the air may be in a very subtle form, but nonetheless, it travels. It helps to move the things around. It helps to allow the activity because it provides the surface and the senses are becoming activated through that agent of air. So, can we read the next verse too? Okay. Similarly, in this verse also we will find that Romanya Bhij Jatina Yaivar Yadyasu Samruddha Keshamasnuna Akhyanasya Shila Loha Vidyata. Romani is the hairs on the body. Udbija, vegetables. Jatina, the kingdoms. Yaihi, by which. Va, either. Yajna, sacrifices. To, but. Samvrataha, particularly served. Kesha, hairs on the head. Smashru, the facial hairs. Nakhani, nails. Asya, of him. Shila, stones. Loha, iron, ores. Abra, is cloud. Vidyata, electricity. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The hairs on his body are the cause of all vegetations, particularly of those trees which are required as ingredients for sacrifices. The hairs on the head and the face are reservoirs for the clouds, and his nails are the breeding ground for electricity, stones and iron ores. The polished nails of the Lord generate electricity, and clouds rest on his hairs of the head. One can therefore collect all sorts of necessities of life from the person of the Lord, and therefore the Vedas affirm that everything that is produced is caused by the Lord. The Lord is the supreme cause of all causes. So same idea is conveyed in this particular verse also, that the hairs on the body of the Virata Rupa is the cause of all vegetation, particularly those trees which are required as ingredients for sacrifice. The hairs of the Virata Rupa are the trees. The hairs of the Virata Rupa are trees, and they provide ingredient for sacrifice. So, the hairs on his head, the Kesha, and the face are the reservoirs for clouds, and his nails are the breeding grounds of electricity, stones and iron ore. All the minerals, they are coming out from the nails of the Virata. And the facial hairs are the reservoir for the clouds. Just like only there are certain regions where perspiration occurs in the body because of heart activity, perspiration comes. So in the same way, the cosmic manifestation on the larger scale, when it becomes activated, there are reactions that cause, like perspiration of the Lord, and it forms clouds, and then it rains. But because these are external growth of the skin of the Lord, external growth, like hairs and nails, they become the reservoir of the hard elements, you know, like iron and other metals, metallic. Electricity is also a high energy, surcharge energy, which can be transported through the metals. Metallic conductivity is very efficient in electrical discharge. So the idea is that even though one may think it is imaginary, but one sees the functionality, then it becomes factual. The functionality of all this outer growth of the skin, like nails and hairs, it becomes factual. Doctors also examine through the hair and nails, especially what kind of disease one has. What is deficient? What is deficient in one's body? What activity, what kind of activity leads to having some stains? Or the why the hairs are becoming gray? Like that. So the idea is that because they are byproducts of the field of activity, they are taken into account for its all functions. So a devotee will try to see his body is the body of the Lord. That's why he decorates, that's why he uses in service of Krishna. So there will not be any abuse of the body. There may not be any activity which is not pleasing to the Lord. So body is the field of activity, and the surface is giving us opportunity through to fulfill the desires. And in the same way, we can cultivate those desires as service to Lord Krishna by offering them. So we become the knower of the field, just like Krishna knows every field. So we will not be in illusion that we will ever think that we are the body and not the soul. While a devotee is always thinks that he is the soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, he is not the body, but yet he is conditioned within the body. Therefore, by understanding Purusha Sukta, he must utilize his body in service of the Supreme Lord. Okay? So therefore, we are supposed to do all the activities of devotional service, not mentally but physically, as engagement in the field of activity. That is the proper consciousness that we cultivate. So anybody has any questions? Going up, flying. What? Right. You seek contact. you seek contact. Jayato Vishayaspun Sanga Stik Upajayate. Simply contemplating will incline you to associate with him. And Sangha is contact. Now, because you want it, you are thinking. It means you will get the reaction. Krishna says that one who abstains physically but then keeps on meditating is an imposter. So, we need to dwell on the subject matter. Then because you are confined, what is the best way? That within remaining in the field of activity and engaged in the field of activity. Because without activity you are not going to remain. It has been imposed. Can you become Jadbharat? In other words, he wants to refrain engaging in the field of activity. But because he was the knower of the field, he became so much cognizant even in the body of a deer, he said, I will not make mistake in the next world. So therefore he decided that when he appeared in as the son of a Brahman, he said, I will play deaf and dumb. No involvement in the field of activity. But he was contemplating only on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not on any sense object. So, this is an exalted position. But because we are ignorant, even reading these chapters, we may not be enthused to follow. Then, go through the cycle. Jayato Vishayaspunsa Sangasteshu Vijayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kamat Krodho Vijayate Kodat Bhavati Sammoha Sammoha Smriti Vibhrama Smriti Pramshad Bhakti Nasha Bhakti Nasha Pranashti. Slide down till you are destroyed. Then start rising up. So better when you try to become knowledgeable than have a very restricted life according to the Shastric guidance. Just live for the bare necessities. And as an ideal householder or whatever one wants to act in that field of activity, you know, one has to be very well conversant. You know, always ask Guru. That's given in the seventh canto. Instructions of Narada Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So this is very important. Everything is full of understanding. There is no misconception. Jai Jagat Krishna Prabhupada ki.